Thank you, Paul, and the worship team for leading. And some of you may be wondering, a little short. I also have a shorter message this morning because we have a special music group. The children's will be coming to sing in a few minutes. So don't want to take up too much time, but give them all the time that they need for singing and playing and all those kind of things, okay? And someone just remembered they're supposed to be back there helping them. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Dan. All right, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, those who are mothers who are here that are expecting. Okay, she's not here. Okay, but anyway, all those mothers who are here who have children and who are expecting, my hope and prayer is that you would have a wonderful, a blessed day, a day that you feel honored and special, and not just by your children, but by also by your spouses as well. So, okay, guys, you remember that, because remember, we come next month. Okay, just thought I'd say that. Anyway, as I was preparing for this morning's message, the Lord brought me to one passage. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, Old Testament. Apologize for that. Leviticus chapter 19. Okay. Leviticus chapter 19, I'll be looking at one verse here, but because as I was preparing, this one verse kind of hit me and as I was preparing for this. And Luke 19, beginning in verse 3, it reads this in a New International Version, okay? All right, it reads this, it says, "Each of you must respect his mother and father." This also means daughters too, even though it says his, but it is also her too, okay? "And you must observe my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God." And obviously, we'll be focusing a little bit on this verse, verse 2 in 19. Leviticus, Moses was writing, and he said in verse 3, verse 2, that we should also remember the Sabbath. We should remember the importance, because Moses was writing here and telling the children of Israel to remember certain various laws that was important, and especially on holy living. And as you live life, live it in a way that's holy to others. And then God reiterated three of the Ten Commandments concerning parents, concerning Sabbath, and concerning adultery, which we all read in the book of Exodus chapter 20. But this morning, we're just kind of looking at this verse here. And the question kind of begs to as we read this one verse, how do we honor our moms? How do we honor our mothers this morning? And I think that's an important question. Well, as we read here, you know, when we put mom and to make mom as a very important person in our life, and it shouldn't be just this Sunday. It should be all days, every day. We should make sure that mom knows that she is valued. And a lot of times, moms want to know if they put their life and their time, was it worth it when they put it with their children? And it's always gratifying to moms to know that as children, they know that they are honored because their parent or their children have honored them. And we as children, because all of us have come from a mom, should honor our moms. And God has given every mother a special calling. And that calling is to fulfill a lifetime commitment. And she invests her time, her energies to develop and bring maturity to her children. So the Bible is very clear, as we just read, in saying that everyone is to honor his or her mother. And God is pleased when we do this. And I think in many ways, we want everyone to be happy with us. God is saying that when we place a specific honor on our parents, and specifically today I'm talking about moms, you know, that brings him glory. That makes him pleased with us. And so not only do we please and honor our moms, we also please God for doing that. So how do we do that? How can children of all ages, okay, all of us are parents, so then of all ages, we have a mom. Now, some of us are blessed to have our moms still here on earth. Some have their moms who have passed on, but we can still honor our moms. And some of you may even think about even honoring your grandmothers, because grandma had a big dealing with how your mom came. into being, and so forth and so on, so of each of those generations. So how can we do that? And you can follow along just briefly in the next few minutes about how we can honor our moms. And these are just kind of reminders that I think all of you know, but I hope that it spurs onto something that you can work on so that every day you can honor your mom. So first thing is, how do you honor mom? Well, first of all, you want to by loving her unconditionally. By loving her unconditionally. We are to care for mom no matter how she carries out her maternal responsibilities. Now, some moms and some women will do it better than other moms. And it's not our place to judge between two moms, because God has allowed you to have the mom that you have. Some moms may be tender. Some moms may be tough. And no matter what, God knows what exactly you need, and the mom that God has given you is the one that you need. It may not be, you know, she's doing the best she can. Moms are not perfect, but mom does love you, and they're called mothers for a big reason, and the Lord placed her in your life for a reason. And so we should love her unconditionally, okay? And it's very important. Second, by being attentive to her needs. By being attentive to her needs. Starting in infancy, children are accustomed to having parents take care of them, by meeting their needs. And you grow up all the way up through end of high school, but that's not true, huh, Elder? They still need us through college, huh? And even grad school sometimes, or even afterwards when we're later on in life. But anyway, I'm hoping not that much. But the whole point I'm getting at is that we're so used to as children that our parents are taking care of us. But we need to be attentive to her needs as well. Okay, and it's so important. You got to remember that we're human beings. Moms and dads have needs too, you know, and I'll talk more about dads later, because dads and moms kind of have different needs. But we need to stop and consider, and first of all, appreciate what mom has done. For example, the household, maybe, you know, help her, offer to cheerfully help her do whatever she needs. As one of the things I think that I gained or learned, not only as being a husband now, but also watching my mom and my grandmother. I've had the privilege of seeing both of my grandmothers in my lifetime. One of the things that they like is someone just sitting there and listening to them, letting them talk, letting hear what they have to say, you know. And sometimes it's more than just a husband, but the children as well. To have the children not just, you know, mothers like to hear about the children and their day and everything, but also too, you know, they like you to hear what they went through, you know, and what they're going through and what they're thinking, and maybe some of the dreams or things that they have for you or whatever they, you know, they want to share with you. Those are important. You know, I remember years ago when I was a lot younger than I am today, and my grandmother, and in Fresno, California, my grandmother, who raised 9 children, And we were there in Fresno to help her move. She was moving from a 5-bedroom, okay, remember, 9 kids, 2 adults, okay, so you do the math, okay, and that's a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of diapers to change at the time and everything. And so anyway, she raised those children in a 5-bedroom, 2-bath house in Fresno, California, in a 3-car garage and a backyard to grow vegetables and things like that. And she was moving because my grandfather had passed on, and they were going to move her from a 5-bedroom, 2-bathroom house to a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house, 1-car garage in the suburbs of Los Angeles. And now, my grandmother lived at that house for over 40-some-odd years, maybe close to 50, okay? And one of the things about it was that I remember the weeks or that week before she was supposed to move. I remember going with my uncle and my aunts, because my mom had to work at the time. So I went down to Fresno to help my grandmother move. And I remember that she had all kinds of stuff all over the house. Now remember, this is 40, close to 50 years of memories. And she began, you know, my uncles and aunts wanted to take the boxes and stuff and throw it out. But she kept saying, no, I want to save this, or I want to save that pile, or I want to save this. And I remember seeing my aunts and uncles getting so frustrated with her. You know, Because why do you want to save this? Why do you want to save this box, this paper, this object? Why do you want to save it? But you know, as I remember one special night, I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. But I remember getting out of the bed. I slept in a sofa bed at the time during my time before we moved her. And I remember going into the garage and watching her. She was by herself in the garage. I don't know if she knew I was there or not. But I remember going into the garage and watching her. She was going through her stacks of stuff in her boxes, whether she's going to save or whether she was going to throw out. And I remember there were times where she would just stop and look, you know. And then sometimes I remember seeing her cry or tear eyes. And she'd pull out her handkerchief and wipe her eyes and keep moving. Because I realized, and even more so now, is that those were objects that help her to remember memories, certificates, craft projects, even old report cards I remember seeing. But these were something special for her, especially the gifts that she received, those drawings, those things. And, you know, some of them, her kids are gone by the time that we moved her. And so the thing was is that it was memories to her, and she held on to those things. There were some things even I had a hard time trying to figure out why she kept. But, you know, all those were memories for her. And those were things, in essence, was kind of her lifetime. These were her mementos and certificates that maybe she didn't hang on the wall, but it showed that she did her job as a mom, and she cared for her children. And I just remember that. And as I think back, you know, I don't know if any of my uncles and aunts understood. I really don't. You know, and of course, as the grandson, I had the privilege of sitting there watching her. She had a lot of memories, and it was a life of faithful, dedicated mothering to her children, and also to her grandchildren. You know, I was a product of that. Not a very good one, but I was a product of that, okay? Not on her fault, it was mine. But anyway, but the whole point about it is that every scrap, everything brought a smile and a tear to her face, and I could still remember those days. And it was priceless to her. Another one is that we want, by living righteously, whoopsie, that was a mom looking at photo album. All right. By living righteously, the greatest gift I think we can give is a godly mother, for a godly mother, is to surrender our life to Jesus. In Proverbs 23, 24, and 25, it reads, "The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave birth rejoice." You see, even a mom, though she doesn't know Jesus Christ as her Savior, will no doubt take pride in believing that her child, who she gave birth to, whose life is filled with love, kindness, and commitment, they would be pleased. You know, all moms are always proud of their children. You know, I remember when I was a teacher in the school, I remember that this one child, they were singing, and you may see some children here in a few minutes, but I remember one child, and he just was belting it out, and he was off tune, and he was not singing with the other children. I just remember that. But you know what? Their mom and dad was just beaming. They were so happy. It doesn't matter, because that's my child. Mom is always going to be pleased with it, and to live a life that's righteous, living right, you know, not causing problems, not causing issues, you know, it makes them proud. They're making them pleased. And even if they're not a believer, it gives them an example so that they can, you know, hopefully come to know Jesus if they don't. But that's our responsibility. Honor our moms, love our moms, and live rightly, because we are kind of the example of how did our moms and dads raise us. We are that example. And the best that they could do, and we are that product. And in order to live righteously, we give a good name and a good testimony of our parents on how they raised us. We may not agree with what they did to us. We may feel that the parents made mistakes. And if a parent's honest, they do make mistakes, because we're all human. But the point about it is that we need to live a life that is a testimony of how our parents are. Okay? And it honors God through that. And then finally, I'm doing good time. Pray for her regularly. Pray for her regularly. And that's important. You know, when was the last time you prayed for your mom? And not just that, you know, because mom had to get her tooth removed, or teeth filled, or having new eyeglasses, or, you know, maybe she has to take a driver's test that she hasn't taken in years, you know, whatever it is. But, I mean, just regularly pray for her, that God would keep her and keep her safe, and she thinks, you know, to do all those things. Nothing more practical it is than to pray for mom. And I'm not just talking about this morning. And some of you probably just started saying a little prayer for mom now because she's, oh, yeah, I guess I should pray for mom. But we should regularly have her on our prayers every day, praying for her that God would guide her and bless her and keep her safe. You know, talk to the Lord about your mom. Some of you are privileged to still have your mom here. I don't have my mom here. But I still remember what mom has done, even though I may not agree with all the things my mom had that I experienced with mom. But yet, she's still my mom. God gave her to me, and I try to honor her, even up to her last breath. I mean, I remember a number of years ago, I had prayed a while for my mom. When I was through high school and through college, I kept praying that my mom would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. You know, and she knew that I meant well, but, you know, later on I found out that my sharing about my faith to her, it kind of turned her off. I guess I was kind of practicing my preaching back then before I was ready to preach. But anyway, I don't know what it is. But the whole point about it is I remember I was just kind of really wanted her and prayed that God would have her receive him to be a Savior. And, you know, it wasn't until when I went off to Los Angeles, went off to seminary, that my mom befriended a lady from Oakland, Chinatown. And because I guess they had some kind of similarities in certain things. And I remember that lady befriended her and actually had the privilege of leading my mom to Jesus Christ. And when I came home one Christmas during my graduate time in seminary, my mom told me that she started going to church. And I said, oh, really? And she started going to a church in Oakland, Chinatown. And it was because that lady who befriended her shared the gospel with her and she came to know Jesus. And I remember praying all those times and I was really excited and happy. And I said, how did it happen? And she said, well, it certainly wasn't because of me sharing my witnessing to her, because I kind of turned her off. But she did say that she knew that I prayed for her. And, you know, I never got a chance to meet that lady who led her to the Lord until my mom's funeral. And during my mom's funeral, right after, you know, during the funeral, you know, they all come up and shake hands and things like that and say we're praying for you and giving condolences. It was that lady who came forward and told me that she was this lady's name. I forgot her name now. But her friend came up and told her that she was her, and I gave her a big hug and thanked her for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to my mom, where my mom came to know Jesus. And that I know that someday that I'll get to be with her and see her and my father, which they're both up there in heaven right now, I believe. And one of the things she said to me that I still remember, I still remember in the funeral home, I was standing there, and when she came up to me and she introduced herself, I gave her the big hug. She said, I just want to let you know that your mom shared with me that she was very proud of what you were doing. And that made me happy, you know. sorry. Getting a little teary out here. But anyway, but it brought honor, and I'm glad that it brought honor to her for that she was proud of me, because I'm sure I gave her a lot of grief during my young, youthful days, okay? But some of us have a mother who may not know Jesus, and we need to be important to continue to pray for her, you know? Pray that God would soften her heart. Pray that it'll bring it. Because remember, 1 Corinthians 13:8 is very clear. Love never fails. And when we continue to share our love for her and to pray for her, you know, God's going to open the opportunity. We may not have the perspective or opportunity to lead her to Christ like I did. But then someone God's going to bring along the path that she'll be able to come to know Christ. Brought that picture there. So the rewards of a mother's desire is to know that her time has been well spent caring for her children, and that in reciprocally, the children will show honor and respect to their mom for all that she's done. You know, as we allow God to speak into our lives and through us and to make an impact on others, remember that you are a product of your mom, and she deserves to be honored. And I think the specific way you cherish your mom will depend on your personality and how we share it with others and say, hey, my mom is great. My mom is wonderful. And show it to her that you love her and care for her. Sometimes mom doesn't want all the hoopla. She doesn't want all the fanfare. She just wants you to respect her, to give her time, to listen to her, and to show love toward her. And we need to honor her, not just today. I know we set aside this, and I've shared it last year, last Mother's Day, about how Mother's Day came about. But it needs to be every day, 365 days, you know, to be able to write her on a regular basis or call her. I have a friend of mine who's the similar age as I am, which is above 25. And even though he's married, he has kids. One of his kids are already married. He still calls mom at least every other day to see how mom's doing. You know, in fact, I remember he was telling me he got mom a cell phone. She didn't know even how to use it. What is this thing? You know, and it was the thing where, you know, he had to teach her because one of the things that, and I guess maybe it's my mom had the same problem too, because my mom thought, oh, okay, well, I'll use the cell phone for emergency. I'll put it in the car, but never charge it, you know. So he had to teach her how to charge it. And I remember him telling me that. But one of the things was that he always, so wherever she was, she always had her cell phone with her. And, you know, he taught her to charge it, and he would call her, and they would talk. And the beauty, obviously, of phones today is that you know, if you're on the same phone system, you don't have to pay anything. So, you know, mom would call him, or, you know, he would call her. And it's just a beautiful thing, and I, you know, I wish I did that a little bit more often. But it's so important to remember that we need to remember mom and let mom talk to us and let mom share with us and to honor moms, because it's not just one day thing. It's 365 days in a year. Every year that you're alive, make sure that you honor mom and tell her that you love her. Pray for her and see if you can help her on as much as you can on a regular basis. So, you know, and husbands, it starts with us. We are the examples. How do we see our wife, the mother of our children? Because when we praise her in front of them, when we honor her in front of them, you know, I've seen it where they say, well, you know, you should go cheer for your mom every time you see someone, the kid, you know. However the personalities are may be different, that's fine. But the big thing about it is, do we place mom in a place of honor? And husbands, we need to put our wife in front of our children and give her honor, because that's crucial. Because we set the example of how to respect, how to give honor to our wife, the children will follow and respond by honoring mom. So I hope that moms, you have a wonderful Mother's Day, and that you would be honored. And if you're expecting, for those of you who, I don't know if there's any expecting moms, the one I was thinking about is not here today, but, you know, I hope you have a great and wonderful, blessed Mother's Day. And I know that I have 5 minutes left, Paul, and they're not here yet. but anyway, wow, I ended early. I did forget one announcement while they're coming. Inheritance magazines in the back. Please feel free to grab a magazine, and we have a couple back there. Okay, why don't we go ahead and close in prayer, and then we'll take our offering for this morning as well. I'll also pray for that too, and hopefully the children will be coming out ready to come. All right, let's pray. Father, thanks for this time that we can honor our moms as they are special to all of our lives. I pray, Father, that in a few moments that as our children in the church will come and share and sing for their parents and moms, but also help us to remember for those of us who have moms who are still alive, that we remember to make time to contact them and to see how they're doing and to express how much we're so thankful for them. And maybe some are here like myself who moms are not with us here anymore. But we can always remember by sharing, by sharing about how much the moms that you have blessed us with loved us. So, Father, thank you for moms. Thank you for the moms that are here. And, Lord, we ask that you will just bless them and help them to have a wonderful day today. Not just today, but to always remember them and pray for them. And maybe you're here this morning, and maybe you haven't had a chance to pray for your mom, and I want to give you that moment now. And don't just pray that God will just bless them, but pray whatever they're doing. Be specific, because God does want to hear us pray. So take a few moments now and pray for your mom. Thank you for this time that we have moms, and I pray that as we also take up the offering, that your name would be exalted and glorified, that you would bless those who give, and remember to bless the moms who are here, that you would honor and get your honor for it and bring glory to you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.